Mark Garagos on the phone. What's happening, Mr. Garagos?
I am Dr. Drew's boy. Sometimes I'm Dr. Drew's butt boy, but we won't even know.
Wow, you're on the air here, Mark. Let's relax. Relax.
Yeah, I know. But Drew, I figured you in New York, you can deal with it.
I can. Indeed,
and it's
I can.
Also the truth. And you we search for the truth here.
Here's
on
the problem. Corolla is rubbing off on Garagos. That's the problem here.
You know, he was at the house until, I don't know, 10 or 11 o'clock on Sunday night. I couldn't get rid of him.
He's repeating himself over and over and over.
Let me tell you something else, Garagos. Here's the deal. Here's the problem with air.
Oh, my goodness. So what's going on with the Fire Festival? This is the most outrageous thing I've ever seen.
Fire Festival lawsuit, for those who don't know, we filed a class action on Sunday against the Fire Festival after, you know, Drew and I both share the common affliction that we're fathers of millennials. And so it was all the chatter on Sunday. And so we filed this thing against the Fire Festival. I don't think I've gotten this much action from white privileged kids in I don't know how long. I've never seen anything like this amongst the millennial generation.
It is a fascinating story. Just the assumption that this could have gone well and the level to which they were negligent in providing the services that they claimed to provide.
The hubris and the negligence is of proportions that makes it astonishing. Like, you can't look away.
It's unbelievable. I mean, when I was hearing these stories, and then, you know, since we filed it on Sunday, it's amped up into the stratosphere. I mean, the way people were misled, the security agencies that were told, no, we don't need you, just abandoning people on the beach without food or water, doctors who were not doctors or licensed. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I literally have had hundreds, if not thousands, of inquiries. I mean, you had to see the office yesterday, guys. You would not have believed what was going on. I need to give combat pay to poor Lucy, who was on the phone.
What country lays claim to this island where it all was supposed
Bahamas,
to go down? Okay,
Bahamas.
Are they in any way culpable for, you know, kind of going along with this?
Yeah, the problem is. There's always the nettlesome issue of what's called sovereign immunity in suing other countries. But this may be one of the ways that you get around that, because they were complicit in this. And I'll tell you, there's also, we've tracked down or followed at least preliminarily and the money in this. And it looks like there's money from three or four different large bankrolled people. So we... You know, at first we were estimating $100 million, but, I mean, in terms of some of the damages in this thing, it's really off the charts. I mean, you have no idea the number of people who were stranded in Miami, for instance, or stranded in airports in Florida, and then stranded at Nassau. And, I mean, these horror stories that we keep getting, they come in 10, 15, 20 an hour.
Wait, I don't think I heard your complete thought there about following the money. So how much money did these guys collect from these poor victims?
The monies that we've been able to trace so far are clearly in the eight figures that they collected. So, and that's just off of people that, I mean, I'm getting emails, for instance, where somebody will say, me and my eight friends, they list the eight friends and how much money they spent. And without even blinking an eye, it's, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 here, another $150,000 there. Somebody, for instance, who had to pay, I've got guys who had to pay $30,000 for accommodations because they got stranded somewhere else. I mean, you start to add it up, and it reminds me of what a federal judge once told me. 100 grand here, 200 grand there. Before you know it, you're talking real money.
What are there any artists that are involved in this, or is it all just patrons?
There actually appears to be some Federal Trade Commission violations for artists or influencers. Drew, you're familiar with this term, social influencer.
Right. Yeah. You're one. I'm one. Mike's
Drew
one.
Drew is one. Drew is a huge social. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, Garagos, but Drew often hanging out with the Hadid sisters at the
yeah,
hottest clubs.
I can see that. I can see that. And if you get paid, then there's actually some Federal Trade Commission implications for that. So we're running that down as well.
How do you know when they're coming in this fast and furious, the claims, How do you know who's real and who's just looking for a couple hundred thousand dollars?
Right. That's one of the things we're doing right now. I mean, I have to admit, I haven't seen anything quite this off the charts since we sued the L.A. Unified School District. So, and that was kind of a flurry of teachers who were being abused. This is kind of on the same scale. So you have to vet the people. I ask for receipts. We do basic due diligence right now to at least get to the point where you make sure that you're able to separate out people who want a payday from people who are legitimately hurt.